grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances. That's the custom around here. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. The very first one today is Wisco Paul. Welcome, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Yeah, first my grievance is Gableman. It's crazy, man. It's corruption at its finest. Hey, but I got a question for you. When January 6th committee, when they come down with their findings, or however they go about this, but let's say Trump and his minions are found guilty on different accounts.
Guilty.
Do you think, Crudy, that this will finally have an effect on Trump and, like, his endorsements and this guy, you know, running around? I don't know how he can do what he's doing right now, but do you think that will finally have an effect, or will the Trumpsters just keep going on and not believe it?
Define the power of the Trump endorsement, because of late, and I have no idea how he'll do back in Tim Michaels here in the state of Wisconsin. I think that will shake up the race here because Michaels was so far back. And to be able to run the ads with Trump, you know, giving you the stamp of approval, well, that's a way to differentiate in a primary. But, you know, down in Georgia where Trump waded in the Brian Kemp gubernatorial race, got and put all his chips on David Perdue. Well, his guy got beat by 3-1, got beat by 50 points. And if you get beat by 50 points, well, you go off and you lick your wounds, you go hide behind the woodshed. But that's not what Trump's doing. Trump is basically saying it was rigged. You know, my endorsements have power. And, you know, to see me lose 3-1, that's implausible. So now he's starting to attack the machinations of a Republican primary. And let's not forget, he's done the same thing in Pennsylvania, right? Dr. Oz is in the midst of a recount. Dr. Oz is only up on the hedge fund guy, I think McCormick is his name, only up by like 1,000 votes. And Trump said, just declare victory. Just declare you're the presumptive nominee, which is what Oz has done. So, yes, Trump is waiting in these primary races, but what I think he's doing is he's effectively wrecking the chances of these respective candidates to actually win a general election, Paul. More like that. I say more Trump, not less Trump. I lost you, Paul. Have a great weekend, man. Hope he has a spotted cow or something.
I think he will.
Paul, if I see you at the Friday Night Live, man, I'd buy you a beer.
If not, he's going to have a moon, man. One of the two.
844-967-2789. And I wonder what aspect of Gableman's got, you know, Paul's undies in a bundle. Is it the 11 grand a month? Because now he's down to 5,500. But of course, since the investigation's on pause, he's not really doing anything for the 5,500. But if you believe the judge, he never really was doing any sort of investigating for the 11,000 a month. And then, of course, you find out they're, what, $220,000 over budget and counting before the litigation hits the wall. So, you know, I'm not clear which of the many corruptions of Gableman so bother you, Paul.
It could be that his furniture is still sitting there. His furniture is just still sitting
there. That's the taxpayer's furniture.
Well, I mean, look, as a guy who's 300-plus pounds myself, a lot of furniture is really weighted in as 250, you know, maybe just under 300. So if it's weighted for over 300 pounds, like I'm assuming Michael Gableman would want.
You think he got the big guy furniture? Like, you got the very nice chair.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
A
and
step-up
chair. You know, you need something a little bit more structure. And so if he might be pining for his furniture. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's the issue.
That could be.
Nobody's ever thought
that
about
that. Would
the
certainly explain the whopping blowing through the budget, because that was the only thing they acted like mattered. Of course, it's a partisan investigation. It was just Voss trying to keep Trump off his ass, but at least they were going to stay on budget or not. 844-967-2789. Next up with the grievance, perhaps.
Yeah,
hey, Jess from Milwaukee. Hello. How you doing, man?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good, Jess. You're on the radio, man. What's your thought or grievance?
I was just just wondering how long you guys were on the radio, because I'm a new listener, and kind of the Democratic Party is kind of losing me a little bit, man. And so I wanted to, like, get revitalized, you know, so I put on you guys' show and listen to your radio. And I got to be honest, man, you know, every time I put it on, you guys just seem to be complaining about Trump all the time. You know, and even the soundbite that you're running, I think they call it bumper music or something. Like when you go to a radio, like a commercial break, you're running this soundbite from a year and a half ago. And it seems that my recollection of you guys, like, talking about Trump and Russia collusion, back when he beat Hillary, like, that went on for, like, over 3 years that I couldn't put on the TV news without hearing...
We want to find the collusion.
So, Jess, you've known us since at least the Russian collusion as a topic. So you're not real, real new. Perhaps you dip your toe in the pool occasionally. I can tell you what. Joe Biden has been speaking a lot lately about gun control issues. Do you support our president in his stance? Should I be playing more Joe Biden saying, effectively, we must pass legislation now to take guns, to end assault weapons, to offer background checks? Would that be motivating to you, Jess, on behalf of the Democratic Party? Although I don't work for Joe or the Dems, but, you know, just for point of clarity, would that be motivating, Jess? Is that the sort of stuff you want to hear around here?
Well, I think there's more than just two subjects. Like, I brought up Trump and you brought up guns, but because they're asking about guns, like, for instance, you talked about the background checks. And they already tried to do those, bro, because we tried to get one, and they said, no way, you can't have one because of...
Are you talking about your personal circumstance, just so I'm clear, Jess?
No, it was a friend, but see, they do background checks, and he couldn't get a gun, bro. He couldn't get one because they didn't let him. So
some
there are background checks, bro.
Well, some people shouldn't have guns, Jess.
Right. And I honestly, like, I heard you guys talking the other day about, like, people being older than 18.
And yes, we have had that conversation recently.
Right. But, see, now I'm trying to have an open mind about this. And to me, I agree, like, with what you were saying on that. And I don't think a kid who's 18 is mature enough to do that, bro. And I think they should probably have to wait till they're 21.
But Jess, I'm hearing, and you and I agreed on that topic, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, we agree on that, bro. There shouldn't be no 18-year-olds, so I'm cool with that, but having a AR or whatever these fancy guns are called, like, it ain't the people who own those guns that are going around and shooting them. People are using handguns, and it's people in gangs and stuff like that. It ain't the guy in the suburb who wants to protect his family or something like that, who's running around with ARs. Like, it's always a handgun, and it's always, like, some kid or somebody who's mentally disabled. So,
no, that's not really true, Jess. That's often how it's characterized by right-wing media, and it's often characterized by Republicans. I would say it's easy to say anyone that would cause carnage with a gun. Oh, they must be crazy. Who in their right mind would do that? Right, Jess? And so it's easy to cast that. And perhaps there's something to be said about the mental stability of anyone that would find themselves in a position they would want to kill another. But there's also some studies about, you know, the cortex, the cerebral cortex of young men especially, and they make impulsive and bad decisions. And that's why we discourage drinking under the age of 21. And I think it would be reasonable to discourage gun ownership under the age of 21. And for a guy who's just a new listener, it seems like he's heard quite a bit from us. You know, and topically, I got to tell you, Jess, you know, sometimes we follow the topics of the day. And Donald Trump dominated the headlines for so many years, no doubt. And whenever possible, I'd like to lift up the dims and help inspire you and other listeners. Although clearly I don't perceive my job to lift up the Democratic Party. I perceive my job is to tell the truth whenever possible, as I see it. My truth, but still the truth. Fancy, I know you had something.
I cringe at this mental health issue because a lot of times by calling it a mental health issue or by chalking it up to mental health, you get to other that person and you get to subtract that person from the greater society. The point is that this person, whether they were having issues mentally or not, is a product of the society that they lived in, whether they were actively a part or not. And so by calling it a mental health issue, you separate it and make it seem like this was one person.
Like it's a one-off.
That has nothing to do with
nothing
us.
Nothing to do with normal
even
society.
The person, especially if you look at the Uvalde situation, more things that come out about that community and how it, the dynamics of the community, that was clearly a product of the community itself and the pressures, the societal pressures and everything like that. And when you put it up to just mental health, you make it easier to other that person and separate it from the bigger picture involved.
You know, I think he just raised a couple topics. You talk about domestic violence. And I think domestic violence is significantly different than domestic terrorism, let's say.
For sure. It's responsible for 60%.
Yeah, what happened in Buffalo, mass shootings, that's terrorism. That's someone trying to go down in the history books. That's someone trying to make a point. And effectively, it's probably a suicide in almost every case. Someone doesn't just want to die. They want to take a bunch of others with them. Well, that's a different motivation than this newest, and I guess it doesn't qualify as a mass shooting because we've only got two dead and a shooter, so only three people dead. But what, this outside the church in Iowa? And of course, and I don't say that with any glee, but it was the ex-boyfriend. And he came back and he shot his former partner. And I think so often that is the case. And I think the fear of weapons of all sorts, and it's not just AR-15s, people kill themselves with handguns, but it leads an impulsive thought into your final thought. If you know what I'm saying, be it shooting at someone, be it shooting yourself. So it's not that there's not a place in society for weapons. And I'd be willing to have that argument. And I have been moved on that topic. I've tried to be open-minded on that one, Jess. My buddy Dominic's got his concealed carry. I mean, once upon a time, we went round and round on that. You know, you're not safe. I've seen him on the ranch. He's barely safe. Yet he has the legal right to carry, you know, under his armpit or whatever the case may be. Hide it, just conceal it, if you will. And I don't personally want to live in a society full of people with guns in their back pocket. But legally, I have been convinced you do have the right to do that. You do have the right to leave your domicile with a gun. I just choose not to do that. I got friends like Fancy Brian. He'll squish your ass. I hope. Fancy, if I need some squishing going on later, you're my guy.
I got a follow-up thought on that when we come back, if you want.
Well, let's come back then. More Devil's Advocates. We'll come back.
This aggression will not stand, man.
You said it, man.